Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Our gospel lesson for this week is Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 20. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Here ends our gospel lesson. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Who do you think that you are? How do you see yourself? Who are you in the kingdom of God? Do you identify as a rancher, a student? A teacher, a salesman, a mother, a father, a son, or a daughter? Do you think of yourself as a nice, easygoing person, or a person of ambition and drive who must conquer task after task? Do you think of yourself as a person defined by your faith, your family, your work, your house, all of these things together? Or are you defined by something else entirely? Do you identify as someone born to be where you are and do what you do? Or are you still searching for something more? I ask again, who do you think you are? Now, let me ask a similar question differently. Who do others say that you are? Do your friends think of you as smart, kind, funny, mean, rigid, relaxed, easygoing, ambitious, driven? Do those around you think about you as a mother or as a father, a son or a daughter? Or would they think about your career first? When others say things about you, do they first bring up that you live in the country or in town? Or do they talk about your aspirations in life? Do they say that you are a leader, a fun person to have around, or somebody that likes to keep to him or herself? Who do others say that you are? Questions around our identity have deep meaning, purpose, and significance in our lives. People spend years trying to figure out who they are and what their place in the world is, if they ever figured out at all. Yearning for identity, purpose, and meaning leads people to all sorts of behavior that can be even strange and extreme. People spend countless hours and money in therapy, travel to distant lands thousands of miles away, start and end romantic relationships, push away from and draw close to family and friends, and do all sorts of other crazy things in search of answers to the questions, who am I and what is my place in the world? Our identities matter,
So much so that when they are lost to us or difficult to discern, people will go to great lengths to, quote, find themselves, or something to that effect. By most accounts in the Gospels, Jesus did not seem to have this problem. The Bible says that when he spoke, he amazed everyone, for he spoke with a sense of authority that was not shared by the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, who were all still scrambling to find their own way in the world, too. He never seemed to waffle or question himself or what God was intending to do through him, and showed confidence that God was present in his miraculous works and words. Unlike us, Jesus did not seem to have to find his way, but understood from a young age that God had great plans for his life, and that he and God the Father were indeed one. He had no need to go on a vision quest, go on a discernment retreat, take a skills survey, or get a personality test. He was confident in who he was and knew what God was doing through him. Yet, in our passage for today, still he asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" With his identity intact, his presence among them as the Son of Man assured, still he asked, Who do you say that I am? Though he had no doubts about who he was or what he was sent to do, still he asked his 12 humble, homeless friends, "Who do you say that I am?" Apparently, questions of identity matter even to the Son of Man himself. Why would he ask his disciples such a thing? Was he wondering about his place in the world and looking to his neophyte disciples to bring some clarity to him? Unlikely. No, I believe that he asked his disciples the question, "Who do you say that I am?" Because it was significant to Jesus that his followers and friends know who he truly was for themselves. He needed his immediate followers to discern who he was for themselves and not just kind of be guessing or take it on others' words. They needed to understand that he was more than just a teacher, more than a miracle worker, more than even a prophet like Elijah or Jeremiah. Well, this is actually pretty huge. Jeremiah was heralded as one of the most mistreated prophets from Israelite history for all the abuse that he endured to speak God's hard truth to the people. And Elijah was revered as one of divine and special favor because he was spared death itself when the chariot emerged from the sky and whisked him away to heaven. The disciples could recognize that Jesus was more than all of these legendary figures from Scripture and ended up saying as much. They knew that their leader was even more than the man that who others claimed him to be. It was Simon, now to be called Peter, who eventually responded directly to Jesus' question. He said profoundly, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Messiah means anointed one in Hebrew, and the Judean people had been hoping for the Messiah who is to come among them and bring hope and redemption. They were a defeated, conquered people, but they were still God's people. They believed that God's answer to their plight would be to send a Messiah, an anointed one, and send him among them to lead them to a better future. Even more importantly, though, Peter recognized Jesus as the Son of the living God. Jesus was not just from the people for the people. He was also one sent to them by God in order to enact God's purposes on earth. Jesus was one anointed for a purpose, and that purpose was placed on him by our Heavenly Father from before the world began. Anymore, a lot of people seem to struggle to commit to Christian faith and belief. Now, some of this is actually good, because I believe that we are being challenged by the times we live in to answer Christ's question, "Who do you say that I am?" in new and more personal ways. A lot of this is bad, though, because in the face of new questions and new options for who or what we believe in, people resort to religious apathy and turn their attention elsewhere. When presented with a wide array of options for what church to pick, what spiritual practices to follow, and what to believe, people as often as not seem to pick the lazy route and say, "I don't know what to believe. All options seem equally good to me." But it matters to Jesus that we see him for who he truly is. It matters that we recognize that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, who came to save us from sin, death, and destruction. It matters that we believe what we believe and why. And it matters to God that we see and understand that the Son of God took on flesh and blood, walked among us, and died to save us. It matters to God that we believe in the one who made us and who saves us, and trust that our Creator loves and cares for us still. It matters that we recognize that Jesus is indeed God's anointed one, because faith in this most glorious truth makes us whole. Rest assured, brothers and sisters, Jesus is indeed the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Whatever questions of identity and purpose might hang over your life, you can trust that Jesus is indeed the Anointed One. When, like Peter, we place our trust in him, we will never be lost. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor.